president has set himself an important task, which is to fight corruption. And for him, the starting point was to block all leakages that are used to steal Nigerian assets, particularly crude oil, which is being transported using fake papers to foreign countries, sold and transferred, and the proceeds placed on privately held accounts, not the accounts of the Nigerian government. Following the support he has received from the EU, from the United States, and now this support is growing, even the countries of Asia are coming to the aid of Nigeria. They are helping Nigeria to track and trace the stolen crude oil and the proceeds as well. Tankers hopefully are being impounded and bank accounts are being blocked. So the president has been very painstaking in this work that he's doing. He wants to establish incontrovertible evidence before he goes forward, following due process. So as it is now, he is looking at a timeline of about 3-4 weeks ahead, by which time he will have recovered, not only established a link to bank accounts and the fraudulent persons who are stealing crude oil from Nigeria. Money will have been repatriated, and then that will be used as evidence to prosecute whoever is behind this nefarious act.
There are concerns, and some Nigerians have said that the president has been moving too slow and they want him to expedite action on these corrupt practices. So the question becomes, how soon will this prosecution begin?
Well, the president's answer for those critics is a very simple one. This is his second coming as head of the Nigerian state. When he came in as a military president, what they did was very simple. They just locked up people. I mean, whoever was suspected of having stolen Nigerian assets. What they did was just they locked up that person and they were looking for evidence. Now, that was military government and democratic. Now, the point he's making is that under the constitution of Nigeria, under a civilian democratic system of government which we operate, he cannot do that. He cannot lock up people without the evidence. So there's a process that is prescribed by the law itself, and the Nigerians have to be patient. Otherwise, the rights of Nigerians would be compromised, and he doesn't want to do that.
Now, how do you respond to news that the Peace Council that met with the president basically came there to beg for other officials so they will get so-called soft landing? Is this the case?
Whoever says that the Peace Committee is not charitable, is not fair. They came in to the president and to brief him on the assignment that they are carrying out and to make suggestions to him about their wish to continue. Actually, the suggestion came from the UNDP, which has backed their work, for them to transform into a permanent peace committee. They had served Nigeria in the period of the election, interfacing between us. Then we were in the opposition and the Jonathan administration, and they worked well. And having now succeeded in that assignment, they are getting suggestions that they should transform into a permanent peace committee because it's a model, actually. Other countries on the continent are already copying this. So therefore, they came to brief him and to seek his views. And the president was straightforward in accepting that he has supported them and the Nigerian government will support them with a secretariat that they continue the work they are doing. With the PDP, which is now the opposition party, yes, they speak with them and they said that some of the anti-corruption war is like a witch hunt. I think that's the word they use against them as the opposition party. And the president did not even dismiss all of that because from the very early investigation, the members of the president's party were the ones who were caught, investigated, and charged to court. So if he could do this to his party men, who would spare others that are in opposition political parties?
I heard President Buhari has issued an executive order calling on all civil servants to answer queries by the auditors within 24 hours. What is the rationale behind it, and how is the president intent carrying this out?
Well, this is in the extant rules of the Nigerian public service. Impunity has grown so big in Nigeria that audit queries that should be answered within 24 hours. It takes weeks, months, and years to be responded to. And what it simply says is that, no, that is wrong. It's not acceptable. And that it will not thrive under his administration. Well, the director that within 30 days, all of the backlog, all unanswered audit queries should not be answered within 30 days. And going forward now, all queries that are issued will be answered within 48 hours, within 24 hours. That is not, it's there in the rules. It's simply that people are not observing the rules.